here with Matt Welch, the editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, for our look at the current issue. So Gary Johnson is on the cover. Can this man get 1% of the vote? Did he?
Almost. If you round it up, he got 1.0%. I think it's 0.95%. He got the most raw number of votes in Libertarian Party history. He's disappointed. We've talked to him since on the website now. We have an interview Garrett Quinn did with him. He was hoping to get maybe 2%. But most people were basically saying it'd be good to have it at around 1%. So he at least hit that target. And for the first time since 1988, as weird as this sounds, this is the first time that the Libertarian Party is the third highest vote getter in the presidential election.
Let's talk about Benghazi, your column, Free Speech in This Country. Is it a really dangerous time for free speech?
The administration has systematically lied about that incident over and over again and has systematically scapegoated it about this film or this trailer for a film called Innocence of Muslims. Now, right away, you know, you had Jay Carney saying, we haven't heard anything about this being a coordinated attack. We have no intelligence to suggest any of that. But, you know, this was in response to a very offensive and hateful video. This, to me, is both a scapegoating exercise, and it gives into the sort of writer's veto. You know, if you want to get American politicians to condemn blasphemous acts, the lesson is burn something down. And they will start doing that. Barack Obama gave a speech in front of the United Nations about 2 weeks after all this happened, in which he did make some limited and good defenses of U.S. system of free speech. We don't control these things, and we're not in the business, theoretically, of locking these people up who say things that we don't agree with. But there is a big but in this, which is that we must all condemn blasphemy in all of its forms. We must condemn, you know, bigotry and these things every time that we encounter it. Well, no, you know, that is not appropriate for any politician to say. There is no must when it comes to free speech. The whole point of it is to be able to blaspheme. And people who want to pass anti-blasphemy laws, and there's a big move worldwide to do these, to sign UN charters against blasphemy, those laws end up prosecuting those who are religious minorities. And
so
it's very dangerous.
If you're walking down the street somewhere in Western Europe and you stub your toe and say, Jesus Christ, can you be arrested?
No, but if you are in France and you say the Armenian genocide didn't happen, you can get arrested. If you deny the Holocaust in any way, shape, or form, you can get arrested. There are people prosecuted in Canada for printing the Danish cartoon showing Muhammad. It's incredible what has happened on a legal way. And you had a lot of American academics in the wake of the latest Benghazi thing saying, you know what, our free speech, maybe it's a little bit too absolute. We need to think about how the rest of the world feels and all this kind of stuff. It's time for people who care about free expression to resist against that, because free expression is the building block from which everything else good in life tumbles. I mean, that's the scientific method. It is everything that's been great since 1800. The cornerstone of that is free expression. We can't sacrifice that because we think that we're afraid of some people we don't understand.
And people can read all about that and the most recent issue of Reason. Thank you very much, Matt Welch, editor-in-chief. Yep. For Reason TV, I'm Kennedy.